Bonnie for Hollywood Life with the Hollywood Life podcast. And unfortunately, Bonnie couldn't make it with us today, but I am really excited to be welcoming a really special guest, someone that I've known for a really long time, since I was like a little kid in Lexington, Virginia. We go way back, and now it's so fun to be able to incorporate our work together and be able to chat with her. So you probably know her as an iconic fitness instructor. She comes home in your TV sets. Now she's on your TikTok. So I'm really excited to welcome Denise Austin. Denise,
yay, Allie.
Yay. I'm so excited to chat with you. And I'm so excited that we have been able to connect here via Zoom and talk all about this exciting new launch that you have, a collaboration with Easy Spirit that really kind of goes in with your healthy lifestyle, healthy living day to day. So tell me a little bit about the partnership.
Well, I am so excited because we all need shoes to wear to exercise, walking shoes, casual shoes. So I've been working with Easy Spirit for a few years now, and I'm so excited we're coming out with a whole line of Easy Spirit Denise Austin collection. And these are all my favorite shoes to walk in, to tone in, to do all types of different activities, even to play pickleball. If any of you play pickleball, we have a shoe for you. So I'm very happy because, you know, they're for women. They care about women. And Easy Spirit is such a great shoe because, number one, they're comfortable. And number two, they cushion every step you make. So we put together two different styles that are my favorite styles. One's called the Mel, and it's the perfect shoe for walking. It's high impact. You could walk, you could run, you could do any, you know, great activities. It's super comfy. And then we did the Jordan, and that's a little more casual. That's what I do my Pilates in. I go for slow walks with, you know, my dog. I run errands. You know, they're more casual, but they have these wonderful side right there, and they hold you in laterally. So I play pickleball on those, and they feel so comfortable. And you can do that too. And then the best part of all, they are cute. They have different colors. The Mel, the superior shoe of them all, they come in four different colors, some, you know, cute blues, a beautiful black one you could wear with your black leggings. We have another brand new kind of maroonish red with a sparkling little pink on the side, and then my gray with the navy and light pink. So there's something here for everybody. And then the ones I'm wearing, they're navy blue and a little bit of blue with a touch of gray. And the other one is a black, which looks so cute with all your clothes. These are things you could kind of just wear any type. Your even jeans look cute. And then we have a fun pink and purple, my two favorite colors that I've been wearing since the 80s.
Yeah.
A little retro.
I love it. How involved were you? So I know you were involved with the design process, but how important was it for you to be involved and make sure that you kind of had a say with when it came to comfort and style and, of course, like safety, even when it comes to wearing these working out?
Well, first of all, the Mel shoe has a fantastic arch support. Mm-hmm. And did you know it's so important as you age, you have a better arch support? Mm-hmm. And the arch really does help hold your foot in. And the second thing, I want a little wider in the forefront of the foot, because as we age, the front of our feet kind of widen a little. So I wanted to make sure that the shoe is really comfortable for any women who are over 40 that start to have the front of their foot a little wider. So you'll feel so much more comfortable in this shoe. And then the Jordan shoe, which I love, you could just slip it on. It has this longer little tongue here that you could just slip on, and it's easier just to kind of, if you're going at the last minute outside to run an errand, you just slip it on and you have to lean over and tie it all up. So I want two different types of shoes that I live in every single day. I wear these every day because they're comfortable and you could be on your feet for so long if you have the right shoe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I always need a quick slip on too when I'm walking the puppy, because we're, it's a puppy. We got to go in and out really quick. Yeah. So I love how cute that they are, how cute they are, and how they, you know, don't compromise support. Yeah. And that, you know, it's so important, especially like you said, when you play pickleball, no sprained ankles. You don't want to be worried about, you know, rolling anything.
Yes. And it's really important to have that lateral support when you're playing pickleball. So that's why I love the shoe, the Jordan shoe, because it's so comfy on the sides. You can really move side to side. I even play tennis in it.
Yeah.
So you could do so many different activities, but there's in a way I call my, the Mel shoe, the very high end professional shoe, for high impact, and then the other one for more low impact.
Right.
So there's something there for everybody and different times of your day, you know, when you're running around town.
Exactly. Now, Denise, you brought up pickleball, you brought up tennis, you brought up your walks, your hikes. You're so active. And of course, it comes within your industry. You have continued to be a leader in the fitness industry and fitness world. How do you stay so energized and continue to stay really motivated to feel your best and help others feel their best?
Well, I love what I do. It's the best feeling to know you're out there helping people. And I get beautiful comments, messages. You know, I've done this for 40 years and it energized me all the time. And it's such a fulfilling career because I know I'm out there helping people in a positive way. Everything you feel, it's positive. So I love it because of that. But I actually exercise because I know how much better I feel when I finish. And that what motivates me personally. And as I'm, you know, getting in my 60s, I realize that it's all about health. I want to feel good. I want to be, you know, energetic for years and years. So it's all about longevity for me.
Right.
So, and I love to be re-energized by my daughter who's following in my fitness footsteps, you know, Katie Austin. And she gives me so much re-energy because it's so fun to work with your daughter. And it's really energizes my whole being because it makes me feel so good that she's, you know, kind of doing this. And I'm so proud.
Yeah, I think that it's a really fun thing to be able to watch you guys. And I can imagine that, you know, she gets her inspiration from you and watching you over the years. And then you're getting kind of re-inspired by her. We can see like when you joined TikTok with as she,
she got me on TikTok.
Got you on TikTok.
Yeah. I would have never known without her.
Right.
And she even got me on Instagram. So I've been very evolved because I have a young daughter.
Exactly.
She's 28, but you know, very educated in the social media world, unlike me. So it's been a great learning experience, but I have a good teacher too.
Yeah. Well, and you kind of, you went from, you know, being on VHSs to DVDs and now kind of doing these videos on social media. How do you feel about the, how the fitness industry has evolved in the past several years? And now people are getting their stuff from social media, YouTube videos.
Yes, of course, because of all the live workouts we did, Katie and I, throughout the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I love it because you get instantaneous comments. So for me, you know, years ago, being on television, cable for 24 years, I would have to wait for a letter to come say, oh, Denise, do more yoga. I love that you did Pilates. And so then, you know, I'd wait to next year to film more videos and more TV shows. And then I'd, you know, do more Pilates or yoga workouts.
Right.
So now I get it and say, oh, loving this fit over 50, Denise, I really needed this. So I really learn and listen to people who are out there in America that really want more information and what they want. Everybody wants tummy. That's the number one question I get, of course. Denise, how do you flatten your belly? And then let me give you a little tip right now. Everybody can do this tummy tuck, a natural one. Okay, sit up tall, or if you're standing, pull in your abs, tense and tighten up the abdominal muscles, tight, tight, tight for 5 seconds. And that's equal to one sit up. So you could be on the way to, you know, in your car, you could be sitting watching TV, you could be doing a tummy exercise. Isometric exercises work. If you really pull in the abs, then also it helps to re-educate the muscles to pull in instead of pooch out like we are when we're slouched over.
I think that that's, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised that everybody's asking how to fix their tummies. At any age, I think that that is.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Always that's... the big question. Yeah. How have things changed, would you say, over the years from even just the questions that you get from women? I mean, was it always about asking about their stomachs then too?
Oh, yes. Yeah. The questions and the workouts, I've are all the same. You know, we only have 640 muscles of the body. There's only so many ways to move them. But what is more interesting now is people want to know how I stay positive.
Yeah.
All more about your attitude and more about staying, optimistic in life, especially in the last few years. And they really rely on me for kind of those things now more than before, which I really admire, because I do believe, you know, you have a choice in life. There's so much in life. You could choose to be a grouch or choose to be happy. It's up to you. Isn't that great? It's so pick the right attitude, be positive. And there's three things it's all up to you. How you move, so move more. Number two, how you eat, so it's up to you what you're eating. And then, of course, how you think, so think positively. Try to be more optimistic and be grateful, and I think that really helps.
Yeah, and you have ultimate control over your body.
It's your choice.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And that's the beauty about changing, you know, your routine. I truly walk every single day, and I walk for fitness, and I walk in my wonderful shoes because you need walking shoes. But the best thing about it is you're out there, you clear your mind. It's like walking meditation in a way for me. Because I love to be outside. I love the fresh air, the in nature, the sunshine a little bit feels good. And I just think it's so important for our mental as well as our physical activity is important.
Absolutely. Now, Denise, you said you've been doing this for 40 years.
Yes.
Do you recall the first time somebody said to you, wrote to you that you had changed their lives? It was, you know, through weight loss or just helping, you know, get them back on track. Do you remember that moment and kind of how did you feel? And do you continue to feel that way?
Oh, I feel that way all the time. It's the best feeling in the world. I get beautiful letters. One of the first times is when I checked into the airport with my daughters. They were little, and I was ready to film my show in Hawaii. And the woman at the checkout counter, oh my God, Denise, she fainted.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God. And everyone said, oh, she does you every single morning. And for her to see you in person, she just fainted. Get her some orange juice, hurry up. And she just started crying, saying, I've changed her life. She lost 50 pounds. She feels better. I've had people stop me a lot in the grocery stores.
Oh, like, what should I get?
It's been a long career, so I've had a lot of stories, Allie,
sure. But
they're all really positive, which makes me feel good. And, you know, I've even had someone say, I finally got rid of my abusive husband only because of you. You made me realize I can get away and I can start a new life because what you say and how I exercise with you. So I feel like I help women in more than one way.
Yes. Absolutely. You're a life changer and a trailblazer as well. And you are far from over and far from finishing that. You just walked the runway at Miami Swim Week alongside Katie. Tell me a little bit about how that came to be.
Oh, it was the best moment. I'm still on a high from this summer. Well, Katie's in Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Magazine. And so they had the Miami Swim Week planned, and they, Jay Day, the head of the editor in chief, called and said, would you be the first mother-daughter duo to walk the runway in a bikini? And I went, oh, really? Okay, I guess. So I had 2 weeks notice. And so I was like, okay, forget the beer every night. I had to really like step it up a little because I was
in
summer, you know, summer evening with all my girlfriends and sisters. So I had to like 2 weeks. Okay. So this is what I did. I really ate really healthy. I got rid of the chips. I got rid, you know, no more, you know, the pizzas. And
yeah.
I got rid of wine. I really ate healthy for the 2 weeks. And of course I did my walks every day. Yeah. I pumped it up. I did 45 minutes. I usually am a 30 minute walker, but I made it every morning. I turned it into 45 minute power walking. And then every day I did just my 20 minute, my different workouts for Tony. So I have 20 minute ab ones on my website. Yeah. I have, you know, 20 minute arms. So every day I do a different one, and I was ready. I had a ball. It was the most exciting moment to walk with your daughter, and she held my hand. Yeah. And it was really cool.
I mean, you both looked amazing. You looked like sisters.
Thank you. All natural, baby.
Yeah. DeniseAwesome.com. Did you guys, like, did she give you any advice before you walked down?
Oh, well, on the fitting, she wanted to make sure I was really comfortable with what I wore. That was important. Good. My mom, are you sure you're comfortable? You know, yes, I think I could do this. And no, she just, she just said, be yourself, mom. Just go. You got this. I mean, she knows I'll just be, woo! And they wanted it fun. They didn't want it serious because, you know, Sports Illustrated swimsuit was fun. So that made me feel very comfortable so that I could just go out and be myself. I didn't have to, like, you know, walk with a mean face or anything. You know, I got to just be myself. And it was fun. That's what we did. We just, it was our turn. We went, woo, here we go.
Oh, so fun. And it radiated off of the screen when I watched it. Is there a chance that you could pose for the magazine alongside Katie next?
Oh, I haven't been asked. That was a thrill. So yeah, I'm very satisfied with that. Yeah. It's just her thing. And I was happy that, you know, I was asked to do it with her.
So, yes.
Kind of nice. She has her own things too.
Yes, it definitely is. And like I said, it's cool that, you know, she is evidence of the evolution of the career and the industry that you helped, you know, launch and trailblaze, which I think is really an amazing.
And she's really good at it. She really loves to motivate young girls. And that's what makes me happy.
Exactly.
And she has her own fitness app. So she's a hard worker, you know, like you
are. Oh, I know. She's a fellow hustler. We love it. We all came from good parents that taught us how to go.
All athletes, so that helps. You know what discipline is. That's what I love about my daughters. They both played D1 lacrosse in college, and they had to work hard to get there. And I think for women out there, if you're having babies and your kids are young, get girls and boys into sports. I think sports is a wonderful way to build their confidence. And I think it's a learning how to be a team player. And I just think it's a wonderful way to raise a family with sports. So I do believe that that's work ethic is so important, and having the ability to feel good about yourself, of who you are, by some small successes along the way that have nothing to do with looks. That's the problem now with young girls looking at Instagram constantly and comparing, is because it's too much about looks. It's not about looks. It's how you feel about yourself. And that's what's important.
Yeah. And I think that that's something that you've always promoted. I know that, and exactly what you say about sports, my brother has played lacrosse for 20 something years, and
they were great. And your dad, a coach.
Yeah. And he's moving on to, like, a different industry, you know, graduated college. And he's like, why did I play for that long? What for what? And I was like, this is what it's for, like leadership and perseverance and learning about failure. Like, it's so important to be in sports. I completely agree.
Absolutely. And girls, really important, especially when they're young.
Absolutely. Denise, what else do you have coming up, and are you working on?
Oh, I have a magazine called Fit Over 50, and it's over 100 pages of tips and ways to stay in shape, and arm exercises, my favorite recipes, and how to sleep better, how to get rid of that menopot.
Oh, that's a good word for it.
Yes. And the fall issue is out today, so I'm very excited. Fabulous. It comes out 4 times a year. It's like a bookazine. So it has lots of great info that how to live a healthy lifestyle in every season.
Amazing. And entering fall, what is kind of like the biggest trends? What are you seeing within fitness that like people can be doing right now?
Well, I am a true believer in lightweights, and I do believe that to change the shape of your body, walking is important, but so is to add 10 minutes, only 3 days a week, 10 minutes, to do some toning exercises and just start with lightweights and do your arms, then do a few different leg exercises. Every day I do 3 minutes of ab exercises, and I'm a true believer, and that's why I kept my stomach flat, but more importantly, keep my back healthy after all these years. So if you could do 3 minutes of abs, you can make sure the center of your body stays strong, and then walk as much as you can. That's the key.
I love it. I love the trend that walking has become in the last year and a half too. You know, everyone's taking their hot girl walks.
Yes.
I love it.
You got to wear comfy shoes. I got them now. I'm so happy. And Katie's been wearing them. They're very comfy and they're for every girl. I mean, no matter how old you are, you could still look good in your shoes.
Really. And where can people purchase these Denise Austin Easy Spirit shoes?
Yes, you could go to easyspirit.com, or we're also at Macy's.com.
Amazing.
And we're in some of the Macy's stores, and also, Belk.com. So we're really excited, but go to easyspirit.com and check out all my new line of shoes. You guys will love them. And the comfy ones have knit on the top, so they're really, really pretty. They're breathable and they're lightweight, was another important aspect that I really wanted to make sure. Lightweight, so you can pack them in your car, pack them in your purse, take them with you.
Nice. I can tell in your hands, literally, like when you first started, I was like, oh my gosh, those look so lightweight and nice.
So cute too.
Amazing.
These are my favorites.
I mean, those
Look how thick they are. They have the eMove technology, which is top of the line, and it's nice and thick. If I cut it that shoe in half, you would see 5 layers of cushion.
Amazing. Well, amazing, Denise. Thank you so much for your time today. This was fabulous. I, as always, love chatting with you. And I love your attitude. I always walk away feeling better. So hopefully all of our listeners do as well. And thank you so much again.
Thank you, sweetheart. And say hi to Bonnie for me, my old friend.
Well, I absolutely will. We can't wait to have you on again. Thank you so much again.